been through this before. Kind of what do you bring into having another opportunity to see this, and kind of what are your expectations here?
Well, obviously, I just want to go out there and play my game and show what I can do. And I'm looking forward to this week. Really excited to meet the new guys and obviously the friends that I made last year. So it's nice to be here, and I just want to go out there and have fun.
Do you come in more of a peace of mind this year where you're not all stressed about first time for everything?
A little bit. You know what's going on. You know what's going to happen and all that. So I'm excited this year, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
How's the training been going back home?
I'm really good. I've been putting on some pounds, and I'm really, really glad with the trainer that I have there. So, no, it's exciting and fun to work out.
Do you know how much weight you put on?
Around 14 pounds, yeah, till now. So hopefully I can put on a little bit more and build up, get stronger and all that and still keep my speed and stuff like that, yeah.
Do you think about next fall and what you want to accomplish with this team, or are you just trying to get through this?
I'm obviously I want to make the team this year, but right now I'm just thinking about this week, you know, having fun, meeting the new guys and getting to know them, and just going out there and playing my game.
Do you think you're NHL ready?
Well, of course I do, and I still have some stuff that I need to improve on, like getting bigger and stronger and on ice, off ice. And I think the time that I have until the main camp, I'll be able to get ready and be ready to play.
You've mentioned the getting stronger part, I think the last several times that we've seen you. Is there an element of your game though that you're focusing on this summer?
Everything, kind of. I haven't been on the ice since my last game in Halifax. There's I'm gonna go on the ice with my brother's team in Denmark, and there's a lot of things that I still have to work on. You can never be too good at something. So I'm gonna focus on everything and try and get better in that. Yeah.
I think there's a lot of excitement around you last year, obviously, this camp being the first round pick. Two guys now in the first round here. Have you got a chance to meet them, or have you talked to them about kind of expectations of this week, or just what they can expect, I guess?
I just met them shortly. They came in this morning, I think. And, you know, they're two good guys. They're young like me and excited, of course. So it's new for them. And that's why all the guys are trying to get all the new guys in it and try to learn from them. And they obviously try to learn from you as well. So it's exciting for everybody here, and we're going to have fun this week for sure.
Can you remember what it was like last year, and how is it different this time around?
Well, I was the new guy. I came in and I didn't know what to expect from this week. And even last year, I met some incredible guys here. It's fun to be here. This year, I know what's going to happen. Like I said before, I know what's going on and the other players, the coaches, and the staff and everything. So it makes it a little bit easier.
Is there an added importance or excitement of this summer for you just based on the fact where you could be on this hockey club this year if everything went well in training camp?
Of course, you know, that's why I enjoy working out this summer. You know, I have a goal that I want to make, it's exciting to work out and I'm looking forward to the main campus. But right now I'm just focusing on this development camp and like I said before, trying to have fun out there.
You added 14 pounds, and what do you weigh now, and what's your ideal weight for this fall?
I weigh around 175, and you know what, I don't know exactly, I don't really have a goal that I have to weigh exactly this or something like that. I'm just trying to work my way up there, not get too heavy, but just trying to balance it between heavy and still having my speed and being able to improve on that as well.
So this was your first time on the ice today since
Since April 21st, yeah.
Did you notice any difference out there, I mean, with the added size?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It was tough. I was sweating a lot, and, you know, I still feel like I have my speed and everything. I just got to learn how to skate with the extra weight that I now have. And obviously that's going to take a little bit of time. That's why we're here, to get used to our improvements on and off the ice. So, yeah.